Well, përshëndetje, my friends, which I believe means hello in Albanian. I'm trying to do a different language each time, so Albanian is the one I went with today. But in case you're not used to that, Jumbo, my friend, I'm glad that you're here. My name is Zoe, and this is the podcast What the Foss, where we talk about both physicality and mentality when it comes to moving your body the right way to do the things that you actually want to do. Last weekend, I was moving my body by running. And when I was doing this, I was sweating. I was suffering through it. It was longer miles for that day. And when I was doing this, I was running, thankfully, with a couple other people, and they kept me going on the right pace. One of those people who I was running with was a newer running friend of mine, and he talked about how, while his fitness was going well, that his brother was not doing so well with his fitness. And the main reason that he talked about was because of a work-life balance. And I've heard this term plenty of times before, as I'm sure you have. And the big thing about it was that he talked about that he didn't really find that he had the time to work out, or he couldn't really structure that time to work out. So I wanted to address that guy today. And if that guy is you, then understandable. If it's somebody who you know, then you're more than welcome to share this episode with a friend in case it might help them out if they're trying to find that balance between working out and living the rest of their life. So, with more of this workout-life balance, I wanted to explain what I mean by that in the workout sense or even in the workout space. So, I've been on both sides of this before, where I've either been 100% into the working out side and neglected everything else in my life, or I've been on the side where I neglected working out so much because I was too busy for anything else. On the side of working out all the time, if you do anything endurance sport-wise, that kind of feels like a second job a lot of the times. You're spending all these extra hours doing the fitness for that, but it's also good to do the weight room work. It's also good to get that stretching work when all you want to do is just sit down and not do a thing. And it gets exhausting, but sometimes people don't really find that balance where they do a bunch of workout stuff all the time and they don't make time for other people. Doing training for some other things, I was neglecting a lot of situations or a lot of parties or whatever the case may be to do running instead. I did that during rugby all the time, where I was trying to run at the same time while playing rugby in college. And when you do collegiate rugby, everything is about, yes, you do the rugby bit, but you also go to house parties or you do these other parties. And I couldn't go to those, and I seemed like I was very anti-social, but even though I might have been a little bit, my main thing was that I knew that I needed to get up the next morning early and do the thing that I needed to do. And regardless of creating relationships with friends and creating those bonds with people, for me at that point in time, running was more important. And do I regret some of that? I mean, sure, I do. I could have been closer with some of the other teammates, but otherwise, at that point in time, I thought that was the right decision. And so sometimes you can have too much workout time where you're doing all this stuff where you're not really enjoying the rest of your life. But other times, you can feel like everything else in your life is so chaotic and so obnoxious that you don't have time to do anything workout-wise. And I would completely go against that. Mainly for the reason that if something is important enough for you, you'll make the time for it. And we're going to talk about kind of both of these today, but the main thing I wanted to talk about, since I've been on both sides of this area, is the kind of things that help me now find that balance of that workout-life balance. And some of the key points we're going to talk about is workout efficiency. The second bit we're going to talk about is scheduling around your fitness and around your exercise. And the third bit is kind of finding that balance between the two that benefits your physical and your mental health the most. So let's get into that first bit, which is workout efficiency. The reason that you want your workouts to be super efficient is because you have other things you want to do. You want to make sure you do well at your job. You want to make sure that you spend time with your kids if you have any. I do not. I have a dog named Ona. She's basically my kid, but I know that it is not the same thing. But I want to spend time with my dog or my girlfriend or my family, and I want to make sure that I do the most efficient workouts that I can for my goals. So the first bit is realistic timing. Make sure that whatever timing you leave, leave a little bit extra space if you can on each side of it. Even if you think it's gonna take a perfect hour, try to leave the 15 minutes or 10 minutes on each side if you put it in your schedule, just to make sure that you're not always feeling rushed to do everything all the time. That can take away from the proper things of warming up, or if you need to do some extra stretches or kind of more specific, kind of isolated work on certain muscle groups, it can take away from that. And if you're neglecting those things, that can lead you further to injury, which takes you out of working out completely. The second bit is setting boundaries. Guys, if you're working out or you're in the gym and between everything single set or while you're even doing the workout itself, you're on your phone, you need to leave the gym. Because you're not really at the gym, you're not really focusing on the thing that you actually need to do or that's gonna bring you benefit. If you have these other distractions while you're there or feel like you always have to take calls, you're not gonna get the most out of your workout. Set boundaries, tell people, hey, I'm not available for the next hour because you're in a meeting, if you wanna say that, just so they don't bother you with phone calls or anything like that, but they also don't feel like that you're ignoring them. Third and final bit would be exercise techniques. So thinking about if you're wanting to make your workouts more efficient, obviously looking into high intensity interval training, a lot of people do that to get the higher intensity out of that amount of time. If that's not more what you want to do, focus more on your compound movements. These are total body movements, lifts, things like that, that'll make you the most efficient. Common ones would be squats, deadlifts, bench press or push-ups, pull-ups, things that tend to use a lot of different muscle groups at the same time that you're doing the exercise. Getting that, isolating those weak areas, and also working on some HIIT training every now and then, that'll bring you the most workout efficiency that you can. But what about when you're not working out? What about the time that you're trying to schedule in around the fitness? So when you're trying to schedule this time in around your fitness, there's kind of two things I want you to focus on. The first is maximizing your time when you're not working out. So we can make our workout efficiency that much higher by doing some of these tweaking sort of things. Doing the same thing with our other time of the day can be important as well. If you have some extra project you need to focus on, or you have times with your kids or your dog or your family, if people that you know from your work or something else are going to contact you at that time, just let them know that you might not be around your phone. Set your phone aside somewhere, go outside, do the thing that you do, and just be in the moment of what you're doing. And the other bit is goes along with that is minimizing your distractions. You know, I think it's great when you can have some time to mess around on your phone, be kind of mindless. I think there's some time where that's important and that's good. But if you can't control when that time is, then you're not the one in control. That device or that thing is controlling you. So think about that when you're thinking about minimizing your distractions. I have an episode a couple episodes back about setting up your environment. If you want more about that, I highly suggest you look at that episode for more things about that. The third bit is how are we going to balance the two, right? So how are we going to balance this bit of the workout and the rest of your life to be the best both physically and mentally? The biggest bit is to remember that no matter how much you love fitness, fitness should not be an obsession. I believe that fitness should be a passion. If it is something that you find that you enjoy to do, or you find that activity that keeps you physical that you love to do, you can have a passion for it, which means you love it, but you also know that some time away from it will make you love it even more, which helps you focus when you're in the activity, but also helps you dial that focus towards other things when you're outside of it. If you have an obsession, that's where it takes over your life. That's where people are basically drawn away from you, and where all you have is that thing because you're so obsessed with it. You know, I had a coach that I met one time, and I thought he was a cool guy. I thought that he was somebody who he had the ideal job that I wanted. He worked with football players at the time, and he worked for a college, and I thought, wow, he has a really cool setup. He works with a bunch of these guys. He's made great developments over time. And then I learned that he gave up so much for the job and put so much time into the job and put so many hours into the job that was the reason that his wife left him and took his kids, and that he didn't really talk to family anymore, and it encompassed his life. And if that's the way that you want to live your life, then that's great. I totally understand that. But if you're really trying to find this balance between workout and fitness and the rest of your life, that's something really to consider, is making sure that it stays your passion. And if you're not passionate about it anymore, then you might need to change some things up so that you can still have that passion while still having the rest of your life to look forward to. The other bit is to have some time where you're mentally silent. Now, this is a bit more on the mentality of things, but if you think about where your life is right now, you might be listening to this in the car. You might be having conversations while this is happening. You might be going from this to listening to music or playing on your phone or doing something else. How many times in the day can you really think where there isn't any sound, where you're not listening to music, you don't have a TV on, or a speaker isn't blaring music, or whatever the case, that you don't have any distractions whatsoever and you're just silent? I think that's something key that I've been adding back into my life, of having times where things are completely silent, just to be alone with my thoughts. And that's really helped me mentally, because when I think about things, my mind isn't that cluttered. I can think about things more creatively, and I can also focus on the things that I need to focus on when I am doing those activities. When you're doing all of these, the biggest bit is that when you have this drive for fitness and you have this drive for the rest of the things in your life, make sure that you're chasing actual goals, that you put actual goals forward. When I work with my clients, I always make sure we clearly define what our goal is. And you also want to make sure that you're not just looking for the approval of others. That's a big issue as well, because if you're just going off of others' approval, you're going to be disappointed. You're not going to do the thing that you're passionate about, and you're going to go after these arbitrary goals that won't actually get you to where you want to be. When we think about this workout-life balance, you need to think about the workout efficiency, you need to think about the efficiency outside of the workout, and you need to think about this balance for the best bet for your physicality, but also for your mentality. The last thing I want you to remember from this is you want to strive for a realistic balance. There is no perfect balance of this. I can't give you the exact hours that you can put into each thing to make this work. What I can tell you is that through trial and error, it can become more realistic to have some balance in your life, to find some time to be more efficient, but find some time to be nice and peaceful, and to have some time to work out, no matter if you have kids or you have family issues or you have something going on, because your situation isn't as unique as you think. Everybody at some point has been in a situation similar to yours, and they found a way around it. So do the same for you, and I hope that this helps. Again, I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening in. If you feel like somebody might benefit from this, go ahead and share it their way. And let me know what you thought by messaging me through all different types of social media. I'm at The Coach Zoe You Know or at Foss Movement Training, most places. And you can also check that same website, fossmovementtraining.com. Otherwise, my friend, take chances, make mistakes, and always ask questions. We'll speak soon.